Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Came back to win it 46-42. For the Flyers, Kelsey Koenig had 15 points, Elena Pullman with 8, Brooke Holman with 6, and Heidi Rethman with 6. For New Knoxville, Ellie Gable led the way with 14, Aaron Scott with 12. Again, New Knoxville wins at 46-42. They are now 18-7, advanced to play on Saturday, and Marion Local finishes at 13-12. Again, a 46-42 New Knoxville win over Marion Local.
And, of course, New Knoxville will play the winner of this game on Saturday. That's Fort Recovery and Minster, and Minster put it to us in the regular season, Justin.
Yeah, that was a 30-point game at 54-24 back on January the 3rd, a game where Ivy Wolf got loose and had 21 points in the game, including 4 three-pointers. Fort Recovery's biggest issue, as you remember, in that first game, turnovers. The Indians had 26 of them that game. Probably going to need about half of that tonight to win the game.
Yeah, well, you never know. Hey, sometimes games are lopsided in the regular season, and when it comes tourney time, it gets a lot closer. So we'll see. We'll be back to talk with Coach Brian Patch of the Fort Recovery Indians in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Recovery Napa Supply, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery. Once again, it's time for the Fort Recovery Napa Farm and Tool Sale, March 11th through the 15th, open house being on the 13th. Filters up to 75% off lists, ball camp products 20% off, tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's it. Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Downtown Fort Recovery. Don't miss this sale.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Folks, March is National Agricultural Month. The food you eat, the milk you drink comes from a farmer or maybe his cows, so let us give thanks to the farmers and his cows for a successful planting and growing season this year. Pat the farmer on the back and shake the cow's tail and say, we really appreciate your hard work and dedication. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at Wild. Wapakoneta. We have the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians with us, Brian Patch. And Brian, here we are, district tournament. Always nice to be a sectional champion, which you accomplished last week by defeating Lima Central Catholic in the Saturday night sectional championship game. Talk about that game a bit.
Yeah, we jumped out to a great start, a 16-1 start, and then kind of went through a little slump offensively when they switched to a zone, and then kind of going into halftime. Second half we came out, and it was a little sloppy, but I thought our defense still was really good for us. I think our defense helped win the game for us, holding them down, really making it tough on their inside player, Rosie Williams, who the game before at 26, we held her to 5. So I thought we really gave them some problems and fits, and then we were able to hit some big free throws down the stretch to help kind of seal the game for us.
Again, folks, if you missed out on that score, it was 38-34, Indians beating Lima Central Catholic in that sectional championship contest. And now you are faced with the task of going against the, I think, number two team in the state in the Minster Lady Wildcats. And, of course, obviously we played them in a regular season. They are a tough group.
Yeah, they are. They have a great group of kids, defending state champs. MAC champs, well coached, play really hard, have a lot of good players, and you know, it's definitely a tough task and definitely going to be a challenge for us, but one we're looking forward to and excited about. So,
well, and you never know. The main thing you want to do is to try to stay in the game as long as you can, and then hey, once you get past halftime and you're into the third quarter and getting close to the fourth quarter, you're still within striking range. It's anybody's ballgame.
Yeah, I think the key to the game is going to be having a good start for us. We got to make sure we come out and have a great start for us, because obviously that's going to be a confidence booster for us, is being in that game early, making it tough on them. And you know, really, besides their loss to Fort Laramie, they haven't really had a lot of close games. And so if we can put some pressure on them, I mean, they're definitely a senior-laden team. They have 7 seniors that play a lot. So if we can put that pressure on them late in the game, where they're kind of uncomfortable and not used to being, hopefully that comes out in our favor. So
seems like, as I recall, the regular season game, I know we had a really tough shooting night that night.
Yeah, we did. We struggled there a little bit. I thought their pressure got to us and bothered us a lot on our ball handling, our decision making, and also on our shots. And so we got to make sure that we do a better job in this game with that. And you know, that was still, I think, kind of early in the year for some of our young kids, kind of thrown into the fire. And so as, you know, season progressed, we got that experience now. Hopefully we're able to make better decisions and play underneath that that pressure. So
how about your starters this evening, Mr. Bryan?
It's going to be the same we've had almost all year, and that is starting with a sophomore point guard, Kiara Wendell. Another guard will be junior Brooke Colleague, and then also another sophomore guard, Ali Bond, and then our two post players will both be juniors, Val Mullenkamp and Olivia Patch.
Well, hey, we wish you the best of luck, and again, Fort Recovery folks playing here against Minster at Wapakoneta. Always nice to be in the district tournament, right?
Absolutely. It's a great atmosphere, great place to play, and it's always exciting this time of year, and definitely looking forward tonight. Thanks for coming, Rob. Appreciate it.
Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back here at Wapakoneta right after we pause for this.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans and many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
If you're tired of high energy bills, then call on Greg Fortkamp of Fortkamp Foam in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fortkamp Foam can help you create a more energy-efficient home with a variety of spray foam insulation options, while bringing overall comfort to the application of your choice and cutting down on monthly energy costs. Their insulation products will also improve air quality and bring structural strength to your walls. So let Fortkamp Foam give you a free estimate on your home or other buildings. Call Fortkamp Foam at 419-852-1390.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you have questions about diabetes? At Kalp Pharmacy, we have specially trained pharmacists to answer your questions about diabetes, show you how to measure your blood sugar levels, advise you on nutrition, provide you with critical information regarding the medication you take. Call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to schedule your personal diabetes consultation today and get the support you need to monitor and balance life with diabetes. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at Wapakoneta, once again tonight, we have Minster Lady Wildcats of Minster, Ohio, against the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in the district semifinal game. Here is Justin Mangold with the starting lineup.
All right, first for Minster, they are 22-1, coached by Mike West. They'll start three seniors at 5'9", Jessica Falk at 6'2", Courtney Pringer, and at 5'10", Damaris Wolf. Also two sophomores at 5'6", Janae Hoyne, and at 5'8", Ivy Wolf. Fort Recovery coached by Brian Patch, they are 12-11. We'll start three juniors at 5'5", Brooke College, at 6'2", Olivia Patch, and at 6'8", Val Mullenkamp. Two sophomores at 5'9", Allie Vaughn, and at 5'5", Kiera Wendell. Again, Fort Recovery 12-11, Minster 22-1.
And Minster, of course, the defending state champions. So
the only loss in the season to number one Fort Loramie. So a very good team here at Minster.
We'll return with the start of the game. Don't go away, folks. Minster and Fort Recovery here at Wapakoneta coming right up.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery office, asking you to stop by the office or call. Using my 20 years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, making sure you're treated with respect and understand the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and the Federal Home Loan Bank Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant toward the purchase of your home. For more information, call me at 375-4149. Proudly supporting our Fort Recovery Indians throughout the tournament run. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If you're tired of high energy bills, then call on Greg Fortkamp of Fortkamp Foam in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fortkamp Foam can help you create a more energy-efficient home with a variety of spray foam insulation options, while bringing overall comfort to the application of your choice and cutting down on monthly energy costs. Their insulation products will also improve air quality and bring structural strength to your walls. So let Fortkamp Foam give you a free estimate on your home or other buildings. Call Fortkamp Foam at 419-852-1390.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game with Minster. Go get them, Fort Recovery, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Ken. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna, he'd love to be your family's dentist. Just about set to go. The starting lineup's just being completed, and here we go with the district semifinal game. Again, New Knoxville won the first game tonight over Marion Local.
46-42. They advance to play Saturday at 7 o'clock against the winner of this game.
Marion Local had their chances. They just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, they were down by three late in the ballgame, intense to tie, and they didn't even get a shot off. They were open for a couple of threes, but instead they drove inside.
Val Mollenkamp will jump here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And jumping for the Minster Lady Wildcats will be Courtney Pringer.
Pringer listed at 6'2". Mollenkamp at 6 feet.
And the tap is controlled by Pringer. Oh, maybe not. Let's see what they call here.
I'm just going to redo it.
Oh, redo it? Nope. On the side.
Okay.
It goes to Fort Recovery. I don't know what the call was, but they said...
I could have seen over and back if they said somebody had control.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. They're Health Mart pharmacies with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy.
Well, the arrow's still pointing to Minster, so that must not have been an over and back. Who knows?
Back outside, Kiera Wendell with the basketball. She will pass to Val Mollenkamp on the right. Val dribbles to the free throw line, now cuts down towards the baseline, stops, feeds it off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn back outside to Kiera Wendell. Kiera looking, goes to the right side to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp stops, passing on the left. Ball tipped out of bounds by Minster, by Janae Hoying. Hoying tips it out of bounds. The Fort Recovery keeps it. No score in the game, just underway. Val Mollenkamp with the basketball.
Always a good thing if Mollenkamp could get off to a good start, hopefully tonight.
Kiera Wendell on the right side to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp drives in, stops, needs a teammate to help her out. She gets it finally over to Brooke Colling. Underneath, up and, oh, it rolls off the rim. Rebound Minster, but they lost it out of bounds. How about that? Unforced turnover.
And that's something they did not do a lot of the first time they played Fort Recovery. Only seven for the game.
Jessica Falk just lost the handle on it, and it rolled right out of bounds. Fort Recovery with the basketball. No score. Looks like the Lady Indians might. I don't know if they... Here's Val Mollenkamp inside and scores. I started to say they might have the philosophy of eating the clock as much as they can to keep possessions at a low number. We'll see.
But Mollenkamp found an opening to the hoop and took it.
Pringer with the basketball feeds over to the top of the key. Now down low it goes to Pringer up and in. Give the assist there to Demarius Wolf. Demarius Wolf makes it 2-2. Indians and Minster all tied up. Kiera Wendell, free throw line jumper. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Kiera Wendell. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the ball. Feeds off to Brooke Colling. Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Val Mollenkamp on the top of the key. Down to the free throw line. Passes off to the left to Wendell. Wendell in the lane. It does not go. had the good shot, didn't go. Rebound comes to Minster.
Two shots in the same spot, neither one would go.
Damaris Wolf with the basketball. Off a screen set by Pringer. Now Pringer gets the pass. Now goes over on the right to Janae Hoying. Wolf has the ball in the right wing. Back out top, and the foul's going to be called on Brooke Hollig. As they say, she tripped Ivy Wolf. So we have two Wolfs in there. Damaris is 32, and Ivy is number 4 for Minster.
Also have that Avery Wolf, but she's coming off the bench.
Shots fired up and no good by Ivy Wolf, and there's a... not sure what they called there.
I think they said Minster was stepping out of bounds and they touched the basketball.
Indians have it. Allie Vaughn will toss it in here from the far end. Kiara Wendell with it. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program where they'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Three-point shot from the right side is no good by Allie Vaughn. Rebound Minster. Down they come, and it goes out of bounds off of Pringer's fingertips. Isn't Courtney the one that passed the 1,000-point mark when we were over there?
I think so.
Fort Recovery gets the ball back.
And she struggled early trying to get to that 1,000-point.
Still tied 2-2. Kiara Wendell almost has the ball stolen, and it's knocked away. Val Mollenkamp got it back. Val hands it off to Kiara Wendell. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter of play. We're tied 2-2 on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Left side to Brooke Hollig, now goes in to Olivia Patch. First time she's touched the ball. Spins, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Pringer for Minster. Over on the left side, now back on the right. Shots up and no good. Blocked by Olivia Patch. Pringer got the rebound and put it in. Courtney Pringer with the offensive rebound. Makes it 4-2 now. Indians trail by 2 to Minster. Kiara Wendell with the basketball. On the left side it goes to Brooke Hollig. Now down in the corner to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbles it back out top. Here's a jumper from the free throw line. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Pringer, but stolen by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will throw it away. Picking up the loose ball was Ivy Wolf. She'll come down. She has it knocked away by Val Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Val Mollenkamp will bring it across the timeline. Comes all the way down, almost lost it. Over to Vaughn on the left. Back around the horn to Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound Minster's Pringer. Getting the board there was Courtney Pringer, and official calls time as Brooke Colley got popped in the forehead by Pringer, I think. So, with a break in the action, we'll be right back.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH-approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
For
Recovery Napa Supply, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery. Once again, it's time for the Fort Recovery Napa Farm and Tool Sale, March 11th through the 15th, open house being on the 13th. Filters up to 75% off lists, ball camp products 20% off, tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's it. Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio, downtown Fort Recovery. Don't miss this sale.
Well, Brooke Colley got popped in the forehead and had a cut on her forehead. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that was bleeding pretty good when they first got over to her. Her hand was all bloody, so they had to first stop to get all the blood off her hand and try to stop her forehead bleeding. So
I think she's more embarrassed than anything else, but it wasn't her fault.
She's the one that got hit. It's not like she hit herself.
No.
Although I suppose it's possible, but not likely.
So she's sitting there on the bench holding a pad on her forehead where the cut is to keep the, hopefully keep the bleeding stopped.
And now they got to clean the blood off the floor, too, so additional delay.
Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget they have a handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need anything that is in regard to handicap medical equipment, they have it all. They're at Fort Recovery's Calp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Just a suggestion, if you know an elderly person that does not have a handrail in their bathtub, they need one. You'll find them there at Calp Pharmacy, and they can help you get it installed as well. Yep, cleaning up the blood now, so we'll be back in a moment right after this.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio has been in the business of feeding livestock since 1938. The livestock is locally grown by both independent and contract growers, requiring nearly 20 million bushels of corn annually. If you have corn to market, consider Cooper Farms. We offer a variety of marketing options. Call us at 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161. Visit us at our webpage at cooperfarmsgrain.com. Thank you for your past and future patronage. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, that was quite a cleanup there.
Yeah, from all the blood that came out, that was going to take a while.
So we're back in action. Minster with the ball. Shots up and no good by Minster's Jessica Falk. Fort Recovery got the rebound. We're only behind 4-2 here with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Definitely a different game than we saw in the regular season, that is for sure.
Yeah, Coach Patch wanted to get off to a good start. They haven't offensively, but defense, yes.
Paige Fortkamp is in the game now. Here's Brenna Homan getting the ball. Brenna is double-teamed. Keeps it over on the right side. There's Kiera Wendell. Good! The game is tied at 4-4. Kiera knocks it down. About a 15-footer on the right side. Minster with the ball. Back outside it goes to Pringer, Courtney Pringer. She fires a three and got it. Courtney Pringer with a three-pointer makes it 7-4. Minster leads by three.
Dual threat inside-outside for Pringer.
Over on the left side is Allie Vaughn, and there's the ball knocked out of bounds by Minster. Val Mollenkamp, who was taking a rest, is going to come back in, and Olivia Patch is going to take a brief rest. Olivia's only touched the ball, I think, one time the whole quarter. A reminder that Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights. Until 7 p.m. now, Monday through Thursday. They're open until 6 on Friday night for your convenience. Calp Pharmacy. Ball's loose, and a jump ball is called, and who's going to get it? Goes to Minster. The Lady Wildcats, coached by Mike Wiss. Defending state champions, and they're hoping to go back and do it again, and Fort Recovery would like to slow them down here a bit. But the basketball is Janae Hoying. Over on the right side, it goes to Carly Richard. Now back out top to Janae Hoying again. Hoying dribbles off the Pringer screen to the right, gives back to Courtney Pringer. Courtney will bounce pass the ball on the left, and there's a foul on Val Mollenkamp going over the top of Courtney Pringer as Pringer was receiving a pass.
By the way, Brooke Collins headed back to the locker room. That cut might require some stitches. So.
I would think so, as much, much blood as there was. Again, Brooke Collins out of the game with an injury, got a cut on her forehead. She was bopped pretty good. And, of course, there was no foul called on the play.
I wonder what could have happened to cause a cut that bad.
Inside it goes, in the lane, up and in. Danielle Barhorst scoring for Minster to make it 9-4. Lady Indians need a basket here. Here comes Kiara Wendell down across the timeline. And is kicked by Minster's Ivy Wolf.
Well, at least early on, Wolf hasn't got going. Ivy hasn't.
Kiara Wendell will pass it into Paige Forkamp and overthrew Paige, but Val Mollenkamp goes in the backcourt, picks up the ball. Now she's double-teamed back there in trouble, and Fort Recovery decides to call timeout to save possession. So timeout on the court. Scores again 9-4, Minster's Lady Wildcats leading the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We shall return in just a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, timeout is over. Fort Recovery will get the ball.
Not much choice but to call a timeout there. By the time Mollenkamp chased it down, her momentum was taking her the other direction, and Minster got back and was going to force a 10-second count.
There's Mollenkamp going to the hole, puts it up, no good, no call, no foul. Coach Pratt says, where was the foul call? Ivy Wolf down the lane and scores. Wow. Makes it 11-4 now. Minster takes a 7-point lead here in the first quarter with 48 seconds to go. Boy, we could really use a basket.
I definitely have to score here before the end of the quarter.
Kiara Wendell over to Brenna Homan on the right. Cross-court pass back outside to Kiara Wendell over to Brenna Homan.
Zone defense has possession.
Inside to Val Mollenkamp, and that time she's fouled, and she'll have two free throws. They're going to call that on Ivy Wolf.
Her first foul.
32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Recovery in this game still now. They play much better than the regular season game, which we got blown out of that one. Free throws up and good by Val Mollenkamp. Makes it 11-5. Lady Indians trailing by 6.
Yeah, that first game was 25-14 after the first quarter, so a much lower scoring game.
Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line again. This would make it 11-6, and she can't get it done. But rebound, Allie Vaughn, she scores! Allie Vaughn on the offensive rebound. 11-7, we're only down by 4 points now. We'll take that. Ivy Wolf with the basketball for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Over it goes to Damaris Wolf. Back outside, around the horn to the left wing. Damaris Wolf over on the left wing. Back out top it goes to Jessica Falk. On the right side. Down to 2 seconds. They get a shot off at the horn. But it's no good by Minster's Jessica Falk. And really a very successful first quarter for Fort Recovery. The Lady Indians only trail by 4. Minster 11. And Fort Recovery 7. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy and Fort Recovery for Sales Arcanum and in Indiana in Union City in Bern, Indiana. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up right after this.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy.
Surprisingly, Brooke Collig is back in the game with a bandage on her forehead.
Probably went in, got a couple of stitches and bandage on there. She's right back out there.
And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Going to be given to Fort Recovery, knocked out by Minster.
And the other thing I was kind of worrying about, maybe she would have a concussion after getting hit so hard, but
she didn't seem okay. She didn't seem that.
When she came off, she seemed okay, but when it happened, I was kind of thinking that.
Inside to Olivia Patch, no shot. Back outside to Kiara Wendell. On the left to Brooke Collig. Brooke tries to feed Val Mollenkamp, and it's stolen by Minster. Here come the Lady Wildcats, leading 11-7 in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And a foul is going to be called on Allie Vaughn. As they say, she reached in on Courtney Pringer.
Tough call. That could have been dual possession instead of the foul.
Allie thought she had a clean swipe at the ball. Here's Ivy Wolf driving in and missing it. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. That's a pretty nice move there by Ivy, but she couldn't make the basket go down in.
Yeah, she drove in right-handed and then switched the left to put it up. A really good move.
Val Mollenkamp races to the hoop, stops, feeds back out to Brooke Collig. Back to Val. Back out to Kiara Wendell. Wendell to Val Mollenkamp on the right wing. Val dribbles the basketball to the free throw line. Stops, wants to shoot, can't find the opening. Olivia Patch with it. Over to Kiara Wendell. Now on the left to Val Mollenkamp. 6:44 to go here in the second quarter of play. Indians are only down by four. Here's Kiara Wendell, right side to Allie Vaughn. Boy, a basket here would make it a two-point game. Vaughn goes in, now feeds on the left to Mollenkamp. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound, Ivy Wolf. Minster comes down the court with a basketball. Courtney Ernst with it now is in the game. And there's a ball stolen by Kiara Wendell. Kiara going one-on-one, and she is fouled on the play by Ernst.
Her first foul, team third, second actually.
Courtney Ernst stepped in front of Kiara Wendell. Foul is called. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're built tough with poultry growers in mind. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll bring you the Fort Recovery Boys sectional championship game against Minster. That'll be at the Coldwater Palace. We'll have that game about 8 o'clock tomorrow night at 100.9 on the FM dial. Again, only at 100.9 tomorrow night. Welcome you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on the radio itself. Neil Spencer's the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly for... How about that? Eric Catterly for the radio station as Brooke Collig hits a three-point basket to make it a one-point game. 11-10. Minster with the ball down the lane they go. Blocked by Olivia Patch, out of bounds off of Olivia. Boy, these Lady Indians are playing an inspired game.
And I like how, for the most part, the referees are letting play go.
Fort Recovery boys basketball team and some other students down here all cranked up, cheering the gals on. Back outside is Damaris Wolf, and here's traveling called on Minster.
She drove inside, she went to spin, and she switched the pivot foot.
Now Fort Recovery can take the lead. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Like you talked about in the pregame show, just keep it close, gain some confidence.
Kiara Wendell with the ball. Works her way to the left. Now feeds over on the wing to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Olivia Patch. Can't find the shot. Needs some help. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. Out the center circle, dribbles to the right. Spins, stops, passes back out to Olivia Patch. Here's Kiera Wendell with it now. On the left side to Brooke Kollig. Kollig dribbles to the free throw line. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling. Hands off to Brooke Kollig. Kollig tries to fire it up there. It's blocked. Rebound comes to Minster, to Damaris Wolfe. Here's Pringer. She'll score. Got an easy one. Courtney Pringer. Got an easy one. Got behind the Fort Recovery defense, and it's 13-10. Minster on top by three. Allie Vaughn works her way to the left side. Feeds to Brooke Kollig. Brooke goes into Olivia Patch. Hooks it up and, oh, it didn't go down. Rebound, Minster. Ivy Wolf got the rebound. Down comes Minster's Lady Wildcats with the basketball, already leading by three, 13-10. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Shots thrown up and no good. Rebound off of Minster, but picked up by Kiera Wendell. Kiera will come racing down across the timeline, cuts to the middle, feeds on the right side. There's Allie Vaughn on a three. It does not go. Rebound, Brooke Kollig. Back out to Kiera Wendell. Well, oh, Brooke, she just keeps battling away. And now Brooke's got blood coming off her cut again. She will have to come out of the game. Well, they had her all bandaged up, but she's got blood coming out of her bandage again. That's a pretty deep cut there.
That's probably going to happen a couple more times this ballgame before it's over.
So Brooke Kollig leaves, and Brenna Homan comes in for the Lady Indians. Kiera Wendell gets the inbounds pass from Brenna. Kiera works her way down. On the left side, it goes to Brenna Homan. Back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Paige will pass over to Allie Vaughn. Now to Brenna Homan. Homan looks for a teammate and is tied up. Goes to Minster.
Turnover number five on Fort Recovery. Minster also has five, so pretty even.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Real happy.
Again, Minster only had seven during the regular season game, so a much better defense by the Indians so far tonight.
Ivy Wolf brings it up for the Lady Wildcats. Over it goes to Janae Hoying. Janae Hoying back out top. Feeds now to Carly Richard. Ivy Wolf with the ball. Hands off to Courtney Pringer. Courtney circles around, goes back left. Bounce pass in the middle. Shots up and no good. Missed. Rebound chased down by Courtney Pringer of Minster. Has the ball knocked out of her hands, but Paige Fortkamp's going to be called for a personal foul reaching in.
Team foul number four on Fort Recovery, still out of bounds.
New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Find the New Holland Tractors at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shots missed there by Ivy Wolf. Rebound goes to Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery with the ball. Down on the left side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige cross-court pass to Kiera Wendell. Right side to Brenna Homan. Homan comes back out, gives to Paige Fortkamp. Now to Kiera. No, that's Allie Vaughn with the ball now. Vaughn dribbling. Bounce pass is thrown away. And now knocked loose, but Minster picks it up. I think Kiera Wendell knocked that loose, but Minster was able to come up with the ball. 13-10 score. Right side it goes. With the ball there is Carly Richard. Back on the left. Fouls called on Fort Recovery on Paige Fortkamp. That's at least her second.
She will go out, as well as Allie Vaughn. Mollenkamp back in and Kollig back in.
Put some extra bandage.
Yeah, they just took
Brooke's forehead.
They just put a bunch of bandages clear across her forehead.
There's a shot up and no good by Courtney Pringer. Rebound, Minster. Nice job there by Minster's Carly Richard. Here's Pringer wanting to take the three. Now dribbles in, stops, spins, fires, and misses. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery playing inspired defense here. Lady Indians only trail by three, 13-10, with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Outside to Brooke Kollig. Kollig on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Val looks looks for a teammate, now decides to dribble it out, fires a three, that does not go. Rebound comes to Courtney Pringer. Boy, if we could just get Val on her game. Minster with the basketball now. Jadae Hoying with it. Back out top to Courtney Pringer. She'll fire a three. It's off the mark. Rebound chased down by Kiara Wendell of Fort Recovery. Lady Indians could cut it back to one or even tie with this possession.
Nobody scored in about 2 or 3 minutes here.
Brooke Collig out front with the basketball. She'll pass over to Val Mollenkamp on the right wing. Now into Olivia Patch, knocked away by Minster. Pringer got her hand on the ball and knocked it out of bounds. See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. K&L, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Val Mollenkamp has the ball knocked away, but she got it back. Back outside to Brooke Colley. On the left to Kiara Wendell. A minute to go in the half. Lady Indians are only down by three, and they throw it away.
Pass too hard off the fingertips out of bounds.
Brenna Holman just couldn't catch up with the pass. Minster wants to call time. He must be going to set up a play here.
Well, I thought Court Recovery might hold for the final shot of the half. Maybe Minster will now.
We'll be back about a minute to go in the first half. Indians only trail by three, 13-10. A great game going on. Stay tuned.
If you're tired of high energy bills, then call on Greg Fortkamp of Fortkamp Foam in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fortkamp Foam can help you create a more energy-efficient home with a variety of spray foam insulation options while bringing overall comfort to the application of your choice and cutting down on monthly energy costs. Their insulation products will also improve air quality and bring structural strength to your walls. So let Fortkamp Foam give you a free estimate on your home or other buildings. Call Fortkamp Foam at 419-852-1390.
Well, now I see Allie Vaughn has an injured finger on her left hand.
Yeah, a moment ago they wanted to put her back in the game, but she was down getting some treatment and had to wait an extra possession.
Ivy Wolf will bring it up for Minster. And they may very well hold it for the last shot here. We'll see. Oh, in the left to Ivy Wolf, back outside to Jadae Hoying.
Fort Recovery does have a foul to give.
With the ball there is Jessica Falk. Back out top it goes to Damaris Wolf. Down to Courtney Pringer. She'll turn, fire, and miss. Rebound Indians. Allie Vaughn got the rebound. All the ball's loose, picked up by Pringer, and she's going to score. Ah! Doggone it. We had the ball, it got loose, and Pringer picked it up and got an easy layup.
They're so good about staying back after missed shots as Minster.
15-10, Minster on a trapping defense here, and traveling's going to be called on Kiara Wendell. No, they say Fort Recovery called time before the travel.
Yeah, they were trying to, and the official on the far side gives the timeout to Coach Pat.
Timeout before the travel. We'll be back.
Looking for a checking account with no fees or minimum balance? This is Joe Fowler of Mercer Savings Bank in Fort Recovery suggesting our Easy Checking. When you open an Easy Checking account with Mercer Savings Bank, you'll have access to free mobile banking with Card Valet and Mobile Deposit, online banking, free e-statements, and a free debit card. Call 375-4149 or visit our office in Fort Recovery for more information. Mercer Savings Bank proudly supports our Fort Recovery Indians throughout the tournament run. This is your community. This is your bank. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Now, Fort Recovery's had two injuries here in the first half. Brooke Colley got popped in the forehead and bled profusely. She's back in the game now with a big bandage over her forehead. And then Allie Vaughn injured a finger. She has it all wrapped up.
Not only that, the gas tank is pretty empty at the moment, so the half is coming at the right time.
Right side to Kiara Wendell. Indians have the ball back in play. Here's a shot by Val Mollenkamp. No good. Out of bounds, and that's the half. Well, pretty successful, I would say.
Yeah, not too bad. Down 15-10, that last basket the Minster got off the turnover. A pretty key basket, because it would have only been a three-point game.
And we would have had the ball. Who knows? We might have scored to get closer. But, hey, that's the way it goes. You get some breaks and some you don't. 15-10, Minster on top at halftime here at the Wapakoneta District Semifinal. New Knoxville won the first game tonight in a very close game, beating Marion Local. So New Knoxville moves on to the championship game on Saturday to play the winner of this game here on Saturday for the district championship. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment, right after this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of therapeutic diabetic shoes. Our pharmacists can measure, fit, and mold both shoes and inserts to fit the individual needs. And Kalp Pharmacy reimbursement specialists will bill your diabetic shoes directly to Medicare, Medicaid, and many insurances. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about diabetic shoes and to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold. Again, welcome to you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com and, of course, on the radio station. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll have the Fort Recovery Boys Sectional Championship game. Fort Recovery battling Minster at the Palace in Coldwater for the sectional title. That'll be an 8 o'clock start time. You can hear that game tomorrow night at 100.9 on the FM dial and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's 100.9 FM and Fort Recovery Radio for tomorrow night's sectional championship game for the Fort Recovery boys basketball team. Goes Owen Shane right there, a member of the Fort Recovery boys team. Most of the boys are here tonight cheering on the Lady Indians in this game this evening. Let's go over to Justin Mangold with a look at the halftime stats. Justin?
All right. First for Minster, they lead again 15-10 here at the half. First quarter, 5 of 9 for 56%. Second quarter, only 2 of 11 for 18%. So at the half, Minster 7 of 20 for 35% from the field. They're 1 of 3 on threes for 25%. And the Wildcats do not take a free throw in that first half. Fort Recovery first quarter, 3 for 11, 27%. Second quarter, 1 for 7 for 14%. So Fort Recovery at the half, only shooting 4 of 18 for 22%. yet they're only down five. So Coach Patch has to be at least a little happy to shoot that bad and be this close.
Hopefully we can get things going here in the second half.
Yeah, there's a couple more shots, shoot a little better, and they got this team a lead. But again, down by five, three-pointers, 1 for 7 for 14%, and free throws, 1 for 2 for 50%. Rebounding 15 to 11 in favor of Minster, and turnovers 5 for Minster and 8 for Fort Recovery. Again, at the half, it is Minster 15 and Fort Recovery 10. We'll check our individual scoring when we come back after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Recovery Napa Supply, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery. Once again, it's time for the Fort Recovery Napa Farm and Tool Sale, March 11th through the 15th, open house being on the 13th. Filters up to 75% off list, ball camp products 20% off, tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's it, Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio, downtown Fort Recovery. Don't miss this sale.
We're back here at Wapakoneta. Halftime, it is 15-10, the lead for Minster. They are led in scoring by Courtney Pringer, who has 11 of their 15. Ivy Wolf, the Indians have done a good job against her. She only has 2. And Danielle Barhurst, of course, with only 2. For Fort Recovery, Val Mullenkamp has 3. Brooke Colleg has 3. Kira Wendell with 2. And Ali Vaughn with 2. Again, after 1, Minster led it 11-7. Our halftime score, Minster 15 and Fort Recovery 10. And halftime score, another game, district game going on. Coldwater's in action, and they're taking on Liberty Benton. And we saw Liberty Benton earlier in the year, and they might be as good as Minster is. And right now, Liberty Benton leading Coldwater 31-5 at the half.
31-5.
31-5.
Ouch. Hey, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They're offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call on their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Indians will have the ball to start the second half here. Only down by 5, 15-10. I would say that would be a major victory right there.
That's not too bad. And Indians played very well. The offense wasn't quite there. As we saw, the shooting percentage was way low. But, again, the defense did a good job on Wolf. They've extended it. They haven't allowed too many three-point attempts.
Brooke colleagues, bandage and all. Again, she got popped in the head in the first half of play and had a severe cut. And there was blood all over the place, I want to tell you.
Yeah, I saw a picture from Chris Vance at the half. It was a pretty deep gash from what I could see.
But she's back in there, and she had a three-point shot after she came back in the game, which was a key basket in that first half. Indians have the ball. Here's Brooke Colling with it. Bounce pass goes to Val Mollenkamp. Minster has cranked up the defense on us.
Yes, they have.
And there is a jump ball called. It will go to Minster. So count that as a turnover.
Up to eight. Recovery's turned the ball over in like three or four of the last possessions.
Minster with the basketball. Ivy Wolf will bring it up. She will hand off over here to Janae Hoying. Hoying gets it back once again and is kicked by Kiara Wendell. Hoying was trying to pass to Courtney Pringer.
The Minster's looking to try and get Ivy Wolf going here. Sophomores had some good moves inside, but only 2 points.
Here comes the inbounds pass for Minster. Minster only leads 15-10. We're in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms of Fort Recovery. Left side to Jessica Falk. She'll fire from the top of the key now. It's no good, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get the basketball back.
That's a shot the Indians will be very happy to see them take. Falk way outside.
So full court pressure here by Minster. They're going to crank up. They're going to try to force the issue. Allie Vaughn in trouble. Tries to lob it in. Gets it to Val Mollenkamp somehow. Val comes down, stops and pops and scores! Val Mollenkamp makes it a 15-12 game. Indians hanging right in there.
And 2-on-1, the defender didn't know what to do.
There's Courtney Pringer working inside and scoring. And now here's a foul on Minster on Ivy Wolf.
For a second.
Well, you don't. When you're doing pressure defense, you do not want to foul, which is what they did there.
And if Fort Recovery's lucky, some of that pressure will lead to more fouls and get in the bonus early.
Allie Vaughn goes into Kiara Wendell. Kiara will bring it up the court now. Across the timeline. Takes it all the way down. Tries to pass off, and it's kicked by Courtney Pringer. Ball will be given to Fort Recovery underneath their own hoop. Indians are only down by 5, 17-12. They had it cut to 3 points there for a moment. Lob pass into Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball, hands off to Brooke Colling. On the right to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn, free throw line, stops. Passes over to Kiara Wendell on the left. Kiara dribbles in, lays it up, and no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And it's going to be called on Minster's Carly Richard. So going to the line will be Kiara Wendell. Come on, Kiara. We need the free throws, Kiara. Come on, gal.
First foul on. If we go at the Hoying.
And the first free throw is no good. One more. Come on, Kiara. We'll take one or two. Free throws up, and it's no good again. We missed two free throws.
Now one for four tonight at the line.
Here's a shot up and no good by Minster. Rebound, back up and in. Getting the rebound basket was Danae Hoying. And that makes it 19-12 now. Indians down by 7. Brooke Colling to Allie Vaughn. Allie brings it down across the timeline. We can just kind of weather the storm here. Vaughn still dribbling on the left and is kicked by Ivy Wolf.
You have to have a basket here down by 7.
Brooke Colling back out to Val Mollenkamp. We're in the third quarter, 6 minutes to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. There's Kiara Wendell with it. Kiara passing back out to Val Mollenkamp. Comes in, back out to Kiara Wendell. Brooke Colling on the left, and it's off of Minster out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get the basketball.
Well, that's something the Indians tried to do on Saturday quite a bit, was that lob inside. Minster ready for that.
Daniel Barber. Val Mollenkamp will toss it in here for the Indians. Brooke Kolig will try to set a screen. She does so for Kiera Wendell. Wendell with the basketball, hands back to Brooke. Shoot it, Brooke. She didn't even look for the shot.
It went right to Mollenkamp.
Inside to Olivia Patch. Stolen away, and Minster has the basketball. Down comes Courtney Pringer. Got it. And all of a sudden, it's a 21-12 game. They've scored six in a row here to take the nine-point lead. 21-12. Brooke Kolig with the basketball. Back outside it goes. Allie Vaughn near the top of the key. Hands off to Kiera Wendell. Indians will reset their offense. Left side to Brooke Kolig in the lane. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Fires a three. Does not go. We just are not shooting well again tonight. Here's a pass to Ivy Wolf on the right side for Minster. Back outside it goes. No good on a three. Rebound chased down by Allie Vaughn. As missing the three-pointer there was Janae Hoying, and now the Wildcats have been called for a foul. Jessica Falk picks up the personal foul.
Her first team third.
Lady Indians trail 21-12 with 4:45 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support, Cooper Farms in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio. Kiera Wendell will bring it up across the timeline. Goes to the right side. Hands off to Paige Fortkamp, who's in the game now. Kiera Wendell with it. And almost threw it away, but Allie Vaughn went back and picked it up. There's Brenna Homan. Homan goes down, fires it up, doesn't go. Rebound back up by Fortkamp. Good! Offensive rebound by Paige Fortkamp. That makes it 21-14, back to a seven-point game.
Good work by those two who just came off the bench and worked to get the basket.
Homan missed the shot, but there was Paige Fortkamp to get the offensive rebound. Minster with the basketball, Ivy Wolf with it. Over on the left side to Jessica Falk. Cross-court pass to Ivy Wolf on the right. Three-point shot by Wolf. Good. Ivy Wolf bombs a three, and that makes it 24-14. The lead is back to 10 points.
That's Wolf's signature shot, the step-back three.
And Fort Recovery threw it away. Minster with the basketball. Brooke Kolig was setting out. Now she's going to come back in.
Watch, they're going to try and get this to Wolf again. See if she can get another.
Outside with the basketball, Janae Hoying. She'll drive in and score, and she's fouled. And all of a sudden, Minster starting to pull away, leading 26-14 now on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Coach Patch wants to call timeout, I think. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Lady Indians down by 12 all of a sudden. 26-14 with 3:29 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. We'll be back in a moment.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Folks, March is National Agricultural Month. The food you eat, the milk you drink comes from a farmer, or maybe his cows, so let us give thanks to the farmers and his cows for a successful planting and growing season this year. Pat the farmer on the back and shake the cow's tail and say, we really appreciate your hard work and dedication. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM. Actually, we're just on the FM tonight because we have Pacer basketball on the other side. WPGW FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers again, Eric Catterly with the radio and Neil Spencer with FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Pacers are tied with Minnesota 107 late in the fourth quarter.
At the free throw line, Minster up and good by Janae Hoying.
Their first free throw of the ball game.
completes a three-point play to make it 27-14. Lady Indians down by 13 now and in trouble. Val Mollenkamp over to Brooke Collig. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp at the free throw line. Passing to Kiera Wendell. Kiera over to Brooke Collig. Lobs it in to Val Mollenkamp, but knocked out of bounds by Courtney Pringer.
Yeah, that's just not going to be there with Pringer playing defense inside.
Kiera Wendell had an open three, but she didn't take it.
Yeah.
Kiera will toss it in, goes out deep to Paige Fortkamp. Paige protects the ball, now dribbling. Passing on the left to Kiera Wendell. Once again, she doesn't take the shot. Back to Brenna Homan. Homan to Kiera Wendell. Left side to Brooke Collig. Collig looks for a teammate, dribbles the ball. Back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will stop. Pass on the right side to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbling towards the basket, now stops, and there's a foul called on Ivy Wolf.
It's her third.
Okay. We wouldn't mind a fourth one coming up here real soon.
They will take her out and put Curly Richard back in.
So Ivy Wolf will go out with her third foul. 27-14, Indians down by 13 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Brooke Collig with it in the lane. No shot, I guess. Back outside it goes to Kiera Wendell. Left side to Brenna Homan. Paige Fortkamp to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp drives in and she's fouled. I think they're going to call that on, I believe, Danielle Barhorst.
Mr. Bond,
yep.
Danielle Barhorst.
Barhorst gets called for the foul, so Fort Recovery has it out of bounds.
She's on number five, though, already.
Got a long way to go in this game yet. 2:26 here in the third quarter. Here's a shot blocked by Minster from Brenna Homan, and the Lady Indians miss another shot, and Minster has the basketball back. We just can't get a break here. Right side it goes to Jessica Falk. Now with the basketball, Janae Hoying. Hoying drives in, throws it up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. I think Paige Fortkamp. Yes, it is.
Her third.
Paige Fortkamp. Her third.
They're just not getting any shots.
No, and when they are, they're well defended. The shots in the first half were open shots. They just didn't go in. The shots here in the second half are just so well defended.
Free throws up and good by Janae Hoying. That gives her a total of 6 points on the evening. Val Mollenkamp will take a rest. We've got Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, Allie Vaughn, Brenna Homan, and Kiera Wendell in the lineup for the Indians. It's up and good again. 29-14, 7 points now for Janae Hoying. Minster continues their trapping full court press. In the middle to Kiera Wendell, up to Olivia Patch, down to Allie Vaughn, and she lays it in. Good pass work by the Lady Indians as they beat Minster down the court to make it 29-16. Back to a 13-point game. Left side shot is no good from three. Rebound chased down by Minster. With the ball now is Damaris Wolf. Back outside it goes to Janae Hoying. Hoying dribbling. Right side to Damaris Wolf. Wolf goes off a screen, stops, backs it up. Passing on the left side to Carly Richard. Janae Hoying gets the basketball, top of the key. Works against Allie Vaughn, now passes off on the wing. 1:13 to go here in the third quarter of play. Minster leading 29-16.
What's the smart play right here? He has Pringer on the bench with the big lead. Some extra rest at the end of the third.
I know Minster may play for the last shot. I don't know. Nope. There's one up, and it's good. Scoring on the play, Janae Hoying puts it in. That gives her 9 on the night.
And they're all in this quarter.
31-16. She has been the dagger in our heart here in this quarter.
She only scored 1 against the Indians last time.
Inside to Olivia Patch. It's going to be a jump ball.
We'll stay with Fort Recovery.
Here comes Pringer back in the game. And leaving will be Danielle Barhorst. Ernst comes back in the game, and Jessica Falk will leave for Minster. Pass is knocked away by Minster, and they can't catch up with it. It'll be Fort Recovery's ball.
But it does move it clear back to the other side. We'll have to go full court.
Minster will get a chance to set up their press again. Once again, we'll have the Fort Recovery boys tomorrow night, their championship game from Coldwater against Minster. And that'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Boys will have a chance to avenge a regular season loss. And Coach Brian Patch has to call timeout. He thought the Lady Indians were going to give up the ball with the 10-second rule. So timeout, Fort Recovery, 31-16. Minster leads the Lady Indians.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy.
Minster will have the correction. Fort Recovery will have the ball as we resume action here with about 18 seconds left to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Brooke Collig will toss it in. Into Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes down. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Back out. Kara Wendell, three-point shot. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Minster. Kara had an open shot. Just wouldn't go. Minster brings it up. We do not need them to score. Ball's knocked away by Val Mollenkamp. Here's a shot up and no good by Janae Hoying at the gun. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery. The score at the end of three, it is 31 for Minster, 16 for Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery office, asking you to stop by the office or call. Using my 20 years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, making sure you're treated with respect and understand the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and the Federal Home Loan Bank Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant toward the purchase of your home. For more information, call me at 375-4149. Proudly supporting our Fort Recovery Indians throughout the tournament run. Mercer Savings Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're at Wapakoneta tonight. In the first game, New Knoxville defeats the Marion local Lady Flyers to advance onto the championship game on Saturday. In this game, right now, Minster has the advantage as we head to the fourth quarter and they lead 31-16. Minster with the ball to start the quarter, brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber. Fort Recovery, Ohio, for the finest in quality building materials. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And there's Courtney Pringer with a turnaround 14-foot shot in the lane, making it 33-16.
Back in there after resting for about 5, 6, 7 minutes of actual time.
We have been outscored a bunch, I think 18-6 here in this second half. Right side to Brooke Collig. Played a great first half, but this second half we just haven't been able to score. And Brooke Hollig's in trouble, and she gets called for holding the ball for 5 seconds. And being closely guarded without getting rid of it.
Well, recovery really couldn't call timeout. They only have two left.
Down comes Minister Ivy Wolf back in the game. She'll drive to the hoop and score. 35-16 now. Minister pulling away here at this district semifinal game. Unfortunately for us, here's Allie Vaughn missing a three. Our shooting is just absolutely horrible again tonight. I don't know what it is, but it's bad. Shots up, three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Courtney Pringer. Minster's Courtney Pringer tries to pass off, stolen by Kiera Wendell. Down comes Kiera, goes all the way to the hole and lays it up and missed that. Rebound comes to Minster. Just not going our way.
That's the way the night has gone.
Fouls on Allie Vaughn on defense.
Through three quarters, Fort Recovery shooting 27% from the field. Minster was shooting not much better. They were 13 of 31 for 42%. So.
In that third quarter, I'm sure they were very...
Yeah, Minster much better in the third, 6 of 11, 55%, 1 for 4 on threes and 3 for 3 at the line. Fort Recovery, 3 of 8, 38%, 0 for 2 on threes and 0 for 2 at the line. Turnovers right now, Indians 11, Minster only 5. So Minster's been on 5 for a long time.
There's a 3-point shot from out, no good. Rebound chased down by Minster, and they can't keep it in play. Fort Recovery will get it. Yeah, I think they had 5 at halftime, didn't they?
Yeah, they did have one here early in the fourth quarter, but so they're up to 6. But, yeah, they had 5 about halfway through the second quarter.
6:05 left to go in the game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians are trailing 35-16. Second half has not been kind to Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn with the ball, passing back out to Olivia Patch. Olivia has just not had a chance to get her offense going at all tonight.
No, they cannot get that lob down low. Well, they do get it to her, but not the lob this time.
And this time she misses the shot as Olivia Patch got the lob inside, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. So she will have 2 free throws coming here.
That's a much better thing to do. They lobbed it where she could catch it facing the lob instead of trying to go over the top, which was not working.
Olivia Patch will be at the line for 2. One thing she certainly is great at, that's free throw shooting, usually. And she hits the first one.
Coach's kids should be good at free throws.
35-17. Now it's 35-18. 2 perfect free throws for Olivia. Olivia will take a break. And Paige Fortkamp will come in the game. Inbounds pass comes to Janae Hoying for Minster. Works up against Kiera Wendell as Fort Recovery pressing full court man-to-man. 5:33 to go in the game. Over on the left side to Ivy Wolf. Wolf drives to the hoop, works against Brenna Holman, turns, fires, and misses. Rebound chased down by Fort Recovery by Paige Fortkamp. Now a jump ball is called, and it goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. You know, Fort Recovery Lumber has a design service. If you have an idea about a project that you want to build, but you're not sure where to go, let Fort Recovery Lumber Company design that project for you. Once they have the project designed, they can provide you with the quality building materials to make that project a reality. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Val Mollenkamp works her way down the court, all the way to the baseline, and threw it away. Picked up by Ivy Wolf. She passes down here. Minster with the ball, leading 35-18. 3-point shot is no good by Jessica Falk. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will bring it up across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Back to Brenna Holman on the wing. Paige Fortkamp with it. Back outside to Brenna Holman, firing and missing. Rebound comes to Minster. Well, normally after a game like this, we would salute the seniors, but there are none.
Yeah, I was thinking that a moment ago, that usually when at the end of the game, if you're losing a tournament game, they come off all upset for the last game, but it's not. There's no seniors.
Everybody's back for the Indians next year. That is not the case with Minster. They have a whole bunch of seniors.
Barhorst, Richard, Falk, Pelletier, Ernst, Pringer. Pringer is the big one. Damaris Wolf also.
Ball stolen by Fort Recovery, up by Wendell. Good. Brooke Collick picked up the loose ball and found Wendell on the right side, and she got it in there. 35-20. Lady Indians pressing full court here. 4:20 to go in the game. And there's a foul called on Paige Ford Kemp. That's four on her.
Team foul number five, so no free throws yet.
4:18 remaining on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard.
Again, 35-20, the lead for Minster here.
Minster gets the inbounds pass. Over on the right side it goes to Courtney Ernst. Back outside to Danielle Barhorst. Barhorst will pass off to Janae Hoing. Janae will pass to Ivy Wolf. Wolf top of the key. Looks for a teammate. Now decides to drive to the hole. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound Val Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. Val will take it out of there. Feeds the pass down to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes to the hole. Stops, fires, and scores. Allie Vaughn working against Courtney Ernst. Ernst went down, and Vaughn just put it up and in. 35-22 on the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter scoreboard. Here's a drive to the hole. It's good by Janae Hoing, who has had a great second half. She has 11 points now. Val Mullenkamp on the left for Fort Recovery to Paige Fort Camp. There's Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling, will pass inside to Kiera Wendell. Back to Brooke Collig. Here's Val Mullenkamp firing and missing. Rebound, Brooke Collig chases it down. That young lady has been a terrific inspiration. And there's Paige Fortcamp hitting a three. Paige Fortcamp.
At the same spot that Mullenkamp was. I thought Vowles was going to go in.
And the lead is down to 12, 37-25. Minster with the ball leading here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. On the left side it goes. That was Jessica Falk. She'll feed back out top to Ivy Wolf.
Well, this is about the same score. Fort Recovery was down to New Bremen, but New Bremen is no Minster.
Lady Indians are going to have to start fouling here. They can't afford to let Minster eat the clock off with a 12-point lead like this.
And they do. Team foul number six, so one more to the bonus.
That was on Val Mullenkamp.
Just her second.
Decent crowd on hand here tonight on this Thursday night semifinal game between Fort Recovery and Minster. Ivy Wolf tries to go all the way in. She lost her balance. Passes out now to Janae Hoing. Over on the left, back to Janae Hoing out top between the circles. To Ivy Wolf now on the left.
Got to foul somebody, but they don't want to foul Hoing or Wolf.
And there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn as she was able to foul Jessica Falk. So Falk will go to the free throw line with 1-1.
Vaughn's second foul. Actually, a fourth foul.
You know, that's really their only hope. They've got a foul. Hope that Minster misses their free throws.
And they're to the point where they really can't afford to be choosy about who they foul.
2 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the game. Lady Indians trailing 37-25, and this free throw's no good. Rebound, Paige Fortcamp. Paige over to Kiera Wendell. Wendell brings it down the near side of the court. Goes, cuts back to the middle. Stops, lost the ball, but picks it up. Wendell now goes to the hoop. Stops, fires. Oh, no good. Rebound, Mullenkamp. Oh, no good. Rebound, Fortcamp, and a foul's called on Minster. And we can cut the lead down to 10 here. If Paige Fortcamp can hit the free throws.
Both teams are in the bonus now, but there's a shooting foul, so two shots.
Paige Fourcamp at the free throw line, bounces the ball, lets it fly, and misses the first one.
For the Indians, number 10, Brenna Holman. For the Wildcats, number 30,
Brenna Holman coming in. And I'm not sure who went out. I guess so. Allie Vaughn went out.
Allie was looking at her hand again. I wonder how much that's affecting her shot tonight.
This free throw is good by Paige Fourcamp. She will go out. And Olivia Patch comes back in. And it's down to 37-26. 11-point lead here.
You have to have a quick foul.
Fort Recovery has to be proud of the way these ladies have played tonight. Minster will bring it up the court against a much heavily favored Minster Lady Wildcat team who clobbered us by 30 points in the regular season.
I know they don't want to foul her, but they really have to.
Yeah, we don't have time here. They got to call a foul.
And they did finally get Falk fouled again.
Brooke Collig gets called for the foul this time.
That thing is about 30 seconds came off the clock.
1:24 left in the game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Don't forget, for those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, depend on your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Anderson, the name that will save you money. At the line for Minster, Jessica Falk puts the free throw up there, and it is good. Got that one. One more here for Falk. Bounces the ball. Lets it fly, and it is good again. Now coming in for Jessica Falk will be Avery Wolf. Also, Lily Pelletier will come in for Minster, replacing Courtney Pringer. As Minster says, we've got this game under control.
Pringer gets a nice hand. She finishes with 17.
Sierra Wendell with the ball. Works her way up the court against Janae Hoying. Passes on the left to Fourcamp. Three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Minster. 1:13 remaining on the scoreboard clock here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Indians are down 39-26. Inbounds pass comes in to Paige Fourcamp. Back to Kiara Wendell. Wendell free throw line to Allie Vaughn. Come on, guys. You got to shoot. Got to shoot the ball. Val Mollenkamp with it. Stops. Feeds to Kiara Wendell. Goes out of bounds. They say it was last touch by Ivy Wolf. Got to shoot the ball, girls.
They got to shoot your shot, but the shots aren't there right now.
Well, Minster is playing awful good defense. I will give them credit for that. There's the ball knocked out of bounds by Minster again.
The thing is, the Indians want to shoot outside, and Minster knows that. So,
Kiara Wendell with the ball, drives underneath, feeds to Val Mollenkamp. She's wide open and misses the shot. Rebound, Fourcamp no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Paige Fourcamp will go to the free throw line with two shots coming here.
Fourcamp has a ton of rebounds tonight.
Again, all these girls are underclassmen. They'll all be back next year. Fourcamp at the line. It's up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. She will have one more. 39-26. Lady Indians down by 13. And still down by 13 as the second free throw is also missed. Minster with the ball, being pressed by Fort Recovery. Ivy Wolf with it now. Double teamed. Brings it up. Passing on the left side. Back on the right. 31 seconds left. Minster just works the ball around. Fort Recovery's finally going to foul him. Who's going to get the call? Fourcamp, and that's it. She fouls out.
14, Paige Fourcamp.
Paige Fourcamp fouls out of the game. Nice effort by Paige tonight.
6 points for her, and like I said, a ton of rebounds. She is only a sophomore.
For the Indians, number 30, Cole Wendell.
Whitley Ramble will will check in for Fort Recovery. Val Mulliken stays out. Olivia Patz also went out.
25 seconds to go. The Lady Indians are not going to win this one, but they had a valiant effort losing to Minster. It's only 39-26 right now.
Hope Wendell, Elena Evers, Whitley Rammel into the game. Brenna Holman's also in there.
At the free throw line for the Minster Lady Wildcats. It's up and good on the first one is Avery Wolf. She's one of the few underclassmen on this team. Next one's up, and it's no good this time. Rebound chased down by Fort Recovery, but into the hands of Minster. 20 seconds remaining. Back outside. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Avery Wolf. Avery Wolf hits a three to make it 43-26. Down comes Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan with the ball. Shoot the baby, Brenna. Here's Hope Wendell. Right side, Macy Day. No good as Macy takes the last shot of the game. And the final score, congratulations to Minster. They survive a strong challenge by the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Minster 43, Fort Recovery 26. We'll wrap it up. Hopefully Coach Patch will be coming up as well, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Back here at the Wapakoneta High School, the crowd is filing out as Fort Recovery Lady Indians have fallen to the Minster Lady Wildcats tonight. 43-26 was the final score. Again, New Knoxville won the first game, so it'll be New Knoxville against Minster for the district championship on Saturday night. Justin?
Look at stats here again. 43-26, the Minster win. First half of the Wildcats, 7 for 20 for 35%. Second half, 10 of 20 for 50%. 17 of 40, 43% shooting for the ball game. 3 of 12, 25% on threes. And 6 of 8, 75% at the free throw line. Recovery first half, 4 of 18 for 22%. Second half, 6 of 20 for 30%. For the ball game, 10 of 38, 26% shooting for the Indians. 2 of 14 on threes for 14%. And 4 of 10 at the free throw line for 40% tonight. Rebounding slightly goes to Fort Recovery, 26-25. And turnovers, 14 for the Indians. Again, only 7 tonight for Minster and 5. five of those were in the first quarter and a half. So a good floor game the last two and a half quarters for Minster. Minster was led in scoring by Courtney Pringer with 17, Janae Hoyne with 11, Ivy Wolf with 7, 4 for Avery Wolf, 2 for Danielle Barhorst, and 2 for Jessica Falk. Fort Recovery tonight, led by Paige Fortkamp, was 6. Also, Allie Vaughn was 6. 5 for Val Mullenkamp, 4 for Kiara Wendell, 3 for Brooke Colligan, 2 for Olivia Patch. Quarter scores, Minster led 11-7 after 1, 15-10 at the half, 31-16 after 3. And again, the final, Minster 43, Fort Recovery 26. Minster goes to 23-1 on the season. Fort Recovery ends their year at 12-12. Again, 43-26 the final.
Okay, we do have the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians with us, Mr. Brian Patch. You might want to, I don't know if you've seen your own stats. You probably have your own stats, too. I don't know. You're so efficient, I can tell you.
But I haven't looked at them yet, so.
Hey, nice game. I was real thrilled with the gals. At halftime, we were right in there, baby, only trailing by 5. And Minster just cranked up the defense a little bit too much on us, and we just couldn't find the really good shots there in the second half.
Yeah, at halftime, I felt really good with our kids, and that's what we just told them in there, is we played a great first half for us. We made a lot of things very difficult for them, and just really happy with our kids' effort. Every single kid, they gave it everything they had and did what we asked them to do, and, very proud of their effort and trying to do what we asked them to do. We just came up a little short tonight. But like you said, they kind of went on that pat and run that they are very good at in that third quarter. We just couldn't quite withstand it. Very proud of our effort fighting back at the very end and still trying to battle there until the very second. So as I told them in there, a lot to be proud of, very proud of their effort, very happy for our basically tonight. So
yeah, absolutely. What a trooper, Brooke Collig. She gets popped in the head and a pretty severe cut, blood all over the place, and she comes back in and drills a 3.
Yeah, she's a tough kid, and I thought she was going to go down there when we went out there. She took an elbow from Courtney right across the head and just cut her open. We asked her, said, hey, if we can stitch it up, and they say, you can play, do you want to play? And she said, absolutely. And so we put her back out there, and she did a lot of good things for us. So.
Yeah, she sure did. And like you say, I was just really impressed with the way the gals just didn't give up. After they got down by I don't know how many, they came back and got back to within 10, I think it was, or something like that. So, like you say, fought to the end.
Yeah, and that was early we played them. I think we got beat by 30, and we had a lot of turnovers and lost some bad decisions. They kind of forced us to do some things and that we didn't want to do. And this game, I thought our kids did a great job of handling the ball and making great decisions. And I think Jeff had us for at halftime, I think like 5 turnovers and maybe like 11 or 12 or so for the game. So, I thought our kids did a great job of handling the ball. And that was our concern, was not giving them transition baskets because of our offense turning the ball over where we didn't have a chance to guard them. And so I thought we did a great job of that tonight. And like I say, really happy with our kids. And as we said in there, we'll talk about all the other stuff for next year. But, take this and make it a learning lesson, and we got to make sure that we come back a little stronger next year with some hunger, knowing that that this feeling is not the, even though it's not the best feeling in the world for us, but knowing that we return everyone for next year, and we can that can be our run that we can go on. So,
well, hey, you worked hard to get the gals ready for this opportunity. You beefed up your schedule. You played some really tough teams, and I was just really proud the way they came out and played tonight.
Well, thank you, Rob, and that's all the credit to those girls, and they did a great job all week long with their preparation and really being into it. Even our kids on the bench that got in there at the end, we had talked about making sure that you guys are talking, and they did that tonight, and Whitley and Elena and Hope and Macy didn't get a lot of minutes until that very end right there, but they were into the game just as much as anyone else was, talking to our kids on the bench, and that's what we needed. So, you know, overall, all those 11 girls did a great job. So very happy and pleased with them tonight. So,
hey, thanks for stopping by, and I know everybody's back, so looking forward to a nice year coming up next year.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, here with us tonight on the postgame show. Fort Recovery falls to the Minster Lady Wildcats. And again, the final score in the ball game was 43-26. And again, it was only 15-10 at the first half.
Yep, a nice performance by the Indians today. You just couldn't get the shots like you and Coach Patch talked about in that second half. And just got to credit Minster. They are a very good team. Them and Liberty Benton, again, the two best teams I've seen all year.
Well, that's going to wrap up our coverage tonight, but we will remind you we'll be back tomorrow night from Coldwater from the Palace to bring you the boys' sectional championship game. Fort Recovery and Minster, the same two schools battling tomorrow night. Would be great for Fort Recovery to avenge their regular season loss to Minster and win that sectional title tomorrow evening. I know they'll give it their all, and we'll be there to bring it to you on FortRecoveryRadio.com and here on WPGW. Tomorrow evening, that'll be an 8 o'clock start time from the Palace.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.